For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Today, is this the sign of YouTube in panic? The company straight up bribing podcast producers to please make video versions too? Plus, a new display ad placement is in testing. Canadian creatives are well paid, so why aren't they happy about their work? And on the premium podcast, with no ads, more stories, and extended weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more, is Reddit shaping up to be the darling of media buyers? It's Monday, March 7th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Is this a sign that YouTube is starting to panic about podcasts? The company is offering some podcast networks between $50,000 and $300,000 to pivot to video, according to a report from Bloomberg. The report says these grants, as YouTube is calling them, are meant to help with the high startup costs associated with producing video, which requires cameras, lighting, a studio, and a lot of other equipment that podcasters just don't need for audio. And while we're on the topic of platforms panicking about podcasts, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has a new job opening. It's looking for a podcast coordinator, which could mean podcasts are coming to social media's golden child of the hour. Microsoft Advertising announced it is testing a new ad format for service providers called professional service ads. Professional service ads are intent-triggered rich placements that provide information about professionals without requiring any keywords. So, yes, display ads. These ads are dynamically generated based on the info you give it, like organization category, federal registration status, and URLs. The ad placement itself appears beside the mainline text ads in the right-hand rail of Bing search results, similar to other ad types on the site. Professional service ads are currently available as a pilot in the US and Canada. New data has revealed that people who work in creative marketing industries in Canada are among the highest paid globally. Which creative industries are we talking about here? It's pretty broad. Advertising, design, brand strategy, website creation, digital strategy, app design, social media, even e-commerce. Canada rounded out the top 10 when it comes to salaries globally, with the US, Finland, and Denmark at the top of that list. But the study also found that just because Canadian creatives earn more does not mean it's the best place to work. When it comes to the best country for creatives to work overall, Canada ranked 41. The study was done by Sortlist. Some merger and acquisition news for you now. Omnicom Group has announced the acquisition of TA Digital to expand its digital offerings. TA Digital specializes in designing, delivering, and implementing customer experience, digital content management, and digital commerce for enterprise clients. The company is also partnered with Adobe, SAP, and Sitecore. According to the announcement, TA Digital will join the Omnicom Group, and its services will be closely tied to its Credera consultancy. The acquisition comes as Omnicom plans to ramp up its M&A strategies after growing by 10% last year. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Platforms continue to respond to the war in Ukraine. Four updates to share with you now. First, Yandex, which is Russia's largest search engine, has released a warning that it is currently operating normally, but it cannot provide assurances in the event of prolonged economic problems. Facebook has banned ads in Russia, the company announcing it is pausing ads that target people in the country and is no longer letting advertisers in Russia create or run ads anywhere in the world. Snapchat has turned off its heat map feature in the region. The map usually shows how many people are posting public images in an area. The platform said the removal was a safety precaution and that there will still be a curated public feed of snaps submitted by Ukrainians. And TikTok has stopped live streaming and uploading new content from Russia. Russia's new law on fake news led to the suspension. The company said people in Russian will be cut off from posting on the platform until it reviews the safety implications of the new law. Instagram has removed two of its older apps from the App Store, Boomerang and Hyperlapse. Honestly, it was always a little weird to me that they left those two apps up years after having integrated what they do into the main Instagram app. Although the company did not make an official announcement about the removals, several people did notice their disappearance on app stores. According to data provided to TechCrunch, the last day for those apps on the App Store was March 1st. And finally, a small item to wrap up, and it is good news if you run a small business. Google Shopping is now rolling out a filter that lets searchers choose to view products that are sold in smaller stores. Certainly a nice way to help small businesses by giving them an advantage over a larger competitor. This, of course, all came from Twitter screenshots that people were posting around today. Google's not given an official announcement on the update. It also doesn't appear to be rolled out to all users. I checked to see if I had the filter, and I do not have that option in Canada. At least not yet. I don't know whether it was a cold or a flu or something worse. Probably not anything worse. I haven't left the house in 6 months. But anyway, I had something this morning. So I took Sudafed, I think for the first time in my life. Not going to lie, it's hitting me a little hard. I don't think I'll be allowed to take Sudafed ever again, but I guess enjoy it while you can. Also, I finished Cyberpunk on the weekend. A little tip for you. By the way, it's great. It's not broken anymore. But you become stupidly OP near the end because you've got all the legendary armor and legendary weapons and stuff. I wish I could tell you I cranked the difficulty level up to 10, but I didn't. I just sailed through without any problems. Even the final boss I beat with only one death. I should have cranked it up to maximum. I'm weak. What can I tell you? I'm a weak, weak man. Anyway, that's it. Talk to you tomorrow. All over time, one step behind, but now we wake up. We start us in my eyes. I see a fade, I'm all the way, it's time to shake up. That feeling starts to rise. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.